Welcome to LaTwins Experience with
Kim
and Donietta.
Now let's get back on our bullshit.
Okay!
I can't! All hey, right. Girl.
And they can't see pants.
You know I just lower my camera because I'm like, maybe I'm not, all of that is not going to show.
Ooh, child, let me tell y'all.
Unbelievable. Alright, so I am Kim.
And I'm Donietta.
And welcome back to another episode of Lay Twins Experience.
And I can't even do it today, y'all.
Back on our bullshit.
Boom.
I don't do it as good as she does.
Y'all, I'm on a struggle bus today. So the good news is I don't have COVID.
I feel like this is a repeat of a couple weeks ago.
twin down. But I do have a cough and I don't feel well. But I've had two COVID tests in the last 5 days and they both are negative. So I don't know what I got, but it ain't COVID. So don't be alarmed.
And that bug is going around, boy, because I done had it. No one else in my house had it, no, only me.
And this is so weird because I haven't gotten sick since like when Cash Money Records was taking over for the 99 in the 2000.
Girl, you're working with some bashing. You're bashing.
Still don't know the words. Still don't know the words.
Y'all know I ain't never going to know the words of that song. Mm-mm.
Woo.
I know. So, it's because we've been wearing masks. So, like, there's no reason to get sick unless you're around, folks.
And I've been outside.
That's what happens. Shoot.
Y'all bear with me.
So we just raw dogging it and went live tonight.
Whoa! Raw dogging it and went live.
We, I like raw that dogging, that be... You know, here we are. We didn't put up any advance notice. We here with it.
Because when we do an advance notice, we sort of like obligate ourselves and we have a tendency not to be on time for stuff. I don't need that kind of negativity in my life.
One time we posted that we were going live and we didn't go live. We had to take that post down.
Wait, why didn't we go? I forgot. We ended up doing it the next day. What happened? Who knows?
I don't know, but I just said, I'm just going to take the post down. I'm not, no explanation. Y'all get us when y'all get us. Shoot.
And then, you know what? I think we just used it the next day and just changed the date on it. We back on our BS.
Listen, that's it. You got to do what you got to do. Shoot.
Lord, have mercy. So what's been going on in your week?
I don't think I did anything. I don't think I've gone anywhere. It feels like it's the beginning of COVID again. Y'all know when I don't post on Instagram, I'm probably not doing nothing. I'm either sick. I'm just not doing nothing. So, yeah, your girl been just chilling.
Chilling is good.
Because I don't want nobody else's germs. You know, keep y'all cooties to yourself.
I was going to say, I have not been chilling, and so when I go outside, now I got to worry about if I got COVID. I was so nervous. I was texting Kim in the car yesterday. I was like, I came back to get another test because I'm coughing, and I was so nervous.
But you went to dinner en blanc, right?
Yep, I went to dinner en blanc. This year they held it on the campus of Morris Brown. It was a really nice event. Let me tell you, it rained up until we waved them napkins in the air, honey.
It did?
And then it just, because I had my umbrella and everything, but it turned out to be a beautiful, beautiful occasion. So I'm glad that I went. So, yeah, it was very, very, it's a lot. As I was getting dragging all my stuff there, I was like, why do I keep doing this? It's work.
We say that every time we go, every single time. But then you always end up having a great time. So you're like, this is why I do it. But yeah, dragging that stuff is like, I don't know how it is. I think New York is probably one of the worst cities because we meet somewhere. Then we have to get on the train.
Usually, sometimes, depending on where, some people have to get on the train. Usually, they'll have, like, charter buses take us. But this time, they had us meet, like, my group met at a location, and we were able to just walk over. And it was a really short walk. But it was humid because it was raining. I had on one of them, like, silicone bras that stick to you. And I was like, baby, I'm going to just take this thing off because it was starting to just lose suction.
So you just let him hang?
Well, no, it ended up staying on. But I know 50 million people kept seeing me do this. Like, I was trying to, like, press it back to my skin throughout the night. But I let it survive because Amazon be coming through, okay?
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, it was a good event. And I saw so many people that I have not seen since, like, 2019.
Wow.
So you don't realize how much you, like, miss seeing people until you, like, see them.
Mm-hmm. And you know what? I don't think Dinner on Block New York is happening. They haven't posted on that page since before the pandemic.
I think the only ones I've seen have been Charlotte already had one. And then your sister told me she's going to the one in Birmingham.
Birmingham is having one? Alabama?
I don't know if they've ever had one. If they did, it hasn't been on my radar.
Oh.
But
yeah, I think New York is out. Although they usually spring it on you, like, pretty close to the event, but it's already the end of September. That ain't happening. Because we usually have
ours. Y'all gonna be out there cold.
Yeah, it usually be like the end of August, or if it's late, it'll be like in September. So I think Dinner on Blanc is a wrap for 2021.
Maybe next year.
Yeah. I miss it, but not that much. I don't miss lugging all that crap everywhere.
I was like, why am I doing this? Like, you have to bring everything, like the trash bags, your food.
You got to bring the Bruta to the tutor every single. You know what? When I do it, I bring as little as possible.
I don't be caring if my table going to win the prize. I
stop bringing real forks. I get plastic silver forks. Like, I don't bring all that. I learned my lesson.
We did that too. And the rules say you're not supposed to.
They not checking that.
Yeah, I better get out my face.
Yeah, I don't bring real glasses. I bring my little Moët glasses, plastic ones that they gave us like 5 years ago. I still have them. I bring those.
I had some plastic wine glasses. Now, I will say this. I remember cackling, and I was like, I don't think Dinner on Block is something that you can do with your significant other. I think you need to do it with a friend, because I think your significant other will piss you off while y'all trying to load all that stuff, and then you're going to be fighting like they do on Survivor. Like, when they be doing, you know how the significant others always be into it, but if it's just your friend, you'd be like, oh, girl. But yeah, I don't... Yeah, I can see myself just, oh, Lord.
Yes. Ugh.
So, we'll see.
You sure you ain't got COVID?
I done took two tesses.
Tessuses. I had two tessuses and the results were negative. I'm negative. Woo. All right, let's get into this Black Boy Joy for this week. Mm-hmm.
Well, I see. I love Black Boy Joy.
I know.
Who we got this week?
So, RuPaul, the Emmys were this past weekend, and we're going to talk about the clothes later. But okay. RuPaul has a record. He's won a record, 11 Emmys for a black person. I don't know what the record is for everybody else.
I didn't know he had any Emmys.
Me either. But you know he has that show, Drag Race? I've never watched it. But, you know, he's, like, the creator of the show, so he probably gets writing Emmys, producer credits, like, all kind of stuff. So, he set an award. He is the most awarded, Emmy-awarded black person in history.
Now, does RuPaul identify as a he?
I think he does.
I don't know.
Yeah, it says his 11th Emmy.
Okay. Yes.
Yeah, I think he just dresses in drag. I think men that dress in drag still identify as men.
And be beautiful when he do it.
You know,
fabulous. I've always thought I'll be like, yeah, that's Ru. Well, congratulations. That's some good black boy joy.
You know, congratulations to Mr. RuPaul. RuPaul ain't even his name. What's his real name? I don't know.
I have no idea. Because RuPaul is that... Is that the name that he goes by when he is and isn't in drag? Or is that the drag name? Because here it says RuPaul Charles.
No, his name is RuPaul.
Shut up.
Wait, RuPaul Andre Charles. His name is probably Andre Charles, and he put the RuPaul in front of it. Because I don't know who naming their child RuPaul in 1960 in San Diego. Nobody.
RuPaul Andre Charles. Huh. RuPaul. Maybe, child. My name Donietta. That's some made up foolishness.
His mama name was Ruth, and his daddy's name was Paul. So his name is RuPaul. Could be.
I know somebody. I know some Thomasinas.
There's plenty of Thomasinas in the South, though.
I know a Laria.
Laria?
Daddy named Larry. I know Janine, who has a mama named Geraldine and a daddy named Jimmy. So, yeah. Well, congratulations, Rue. I always have enjoyed watching him, and just such a delight. An entertainer, indeed. Mm-hmm. Now, we got some black girl magic, but I can't pronounce this name. Can you?
C.N. Proctor is what I'm going with.
I like that. C.N. Proctor.
Dr. C.N. Proctor.
Oh, yeah. Don't forget the doctor. Mm-hmm. We the F baby. Don't forget the baby.
She earned that title. So she is the first black woman to pilot a spacecraft.
And y'all know what a spacecraft is, right? I'm just saying.
Well, look at here. I'm not surprised that she's the first, because black folks, we don't ever get the recognition we deserve. So in 2021, she's the first black woman to pilot a spacecraft.
That's congratulations. Amazing. And she's a cute little lady. I like her haircut. Yes, clear skin. Yes, be smart. Yes, pilot a spacecraft. Mm-hmm. Yes, cheekbones. Black girl magic indeed.
You go, Dr. CN. And she says, best ride of my life. Thank you, SpaceX and Elon Musk. So y'all know who Elon Musk is.
Is that a perfume?
Y'all know at the beginning of the show when I say I can't. This is why. Elon Musk is the founder of Tesla.
Oh, I'm thinking of some lyrics from Toxic Party Next Door.
No.
It's a different, yeah, he called out some other thing while he was being toxic in the middle of a song.
Elon Musk is the founder of Tesla. And you know these old rich white dudes, they always doing something with all of that. Like, they ain't got nothing better to do. Him and Richard Brand, like, they billionaires. They don't have nothing better to do but fly people into space to come right back.
Is that the Amazon guy that he went to space?
No. Oh, yeah, he did.
Bezos? Like, who gets... Jeff Bezos. You have to go through years of training to be able to go to space?
Girl, they find these NASA rejects. Sorry, Dr. CN. I hope you're not a NASA reject. But they find these people and, you know, they get them on board and they take them behind in space. You know, the guy, Richard Brandt, he's like the founder of Virgin Atlantic.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I think he went too. They got too,
like,
much money.
Astronauts have been like training their whole lives to do this, and then here y'all come with money. And okay.
Like, donate this money to some of the poor people in America.
Like me.
Y'all want to go to space. For what? To just say you went to space? You don't even get out the aircraft. You just went into the atmosphere and came back down.
And isn't that like hard on your body and just stressful? And I don't have time. I'm stressed out because I went to dinner en bloc. I cannot.
But yeah, congratulations, lady.
Yes. All right, let's get into the song picks of the week. What's your song this week, Kim?
My song of the week, and Spotify never does me wrong, it's Tamia, Officially Missing You, but it's the MIDI Mafia remix. So I'm going to need y'all to go listen to this song. Because remember, this is a New York thing, right? Back in the day, I don't know if they still do it. Back in the day, dudes used to sit at the train station with buckets and with drumsticks. And they used to play, you know, the buckets for tips. So this song has that beat, you know, bucket drums in the background. And it's just a bop, man. I never heard it before until last week. I've heard the song before, but not the remix. So, you know.
I have to listen to it.
I was skating and this came out. I was like, oh, snap. And you know Tamia, that girl could sing. That girl, she,
I've always liked Tamia.
She never got her, like, just due.
Never.
I don't know why. Like, she's so good.
And then she got sick. And her husband is all, I used to think Grant Hill was the cutest.
He still is. Oh, my God. I went looking, you know, I went looking for him after I put this song on the list. And he is still tall and sexy. He got muscles. He ain't put no dad bod on. Like, he's looking good.
Kim, what did you just see me do about 30 seconds ago?
What?
Put my AirPods in.
Is that why you sounded different?
This episode is going to be a hot mess because that means my microphone has been picking up everything you've been saying as well as everything I've been saying too.
Oh, Lord have mercy. Listen, we can't be like the mother shows out here with that janky audio.
Whoa, shots fired. I don't even know who she's talking about. And I don't even want to know.
We got to put a disclaimer at the beginning of the show. Sorry, y'all. Dalyetta didn't have her iPad, her AirPods in for the first 60 minutes of this show.
I told y'all, I'm sick. I'm just...
Oh, Lord.
Twin down.
But yeah, that is going on the Lay Twins playlist. What is your song?
Mine is an oldie but goodie. It's a throwback as well. It's Crush. It's Uni featuring Usher. You remember that song?
No.
Oh, no. And this is not the day for me to sing it. Oh, no. What are we going to do?
You gonna make me play it because I don't know what song that is.
I feel a little rush. I think I got a little crush on you. I hope it's not too much.
Where does Dalyetta find these songs, y'all? Because I don't.
Da, 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 da. Yes. Oh, it's such a beautiful song.
Wait, who the
song.
Heck is Uni?
I don't know if she ever had another song, but Usher did her one. He did her one.
Uni and Usher.
Yeah, it's so like melancholy, nice little crush.
I see. Where you found this one?
They used to play it all the time back like when I, yeah, this is before I had a car with Bluetooth in it, so I used to hear it on the radio all the time. Now I hadn't listened to the radio in a couple of years.
Oh, boy.
So I don't know what these children out here listening to now. If it's not a TikTok that's going viral or something I see on Instagram, I don't know it exists.
Mm-mm-mm. All right, let's get into the bullshit of the week, y'all, because we got a lot to talk about.
And I'm just clearing my throat because I got that cough. We ain't got nothing good yet. What we? What, I don't know how y'all gonna differentiate on this episode. The first 15 minutes gonna sound like garbage. I don't think it's fixable either, huh?
Probably not. Well, we'll see. We'll see how your audio sounds. It might be fixed. I might be able to work my magic.
All right. What we got for bullshit of the week? What's up first?
Okay. Unless you've been under a rock or you just signed into Instagram today, there is this girl that has been missing named Gabby Petito. Mm-hmm. And, you know, she's from New York, from Long Island. She went on a cross-country road trip with her boyfriend over to... I don't know, he went to the Grand Canyon, all these places on the West Coast. She was posting pictures. Mm-hmm. So they got pulled over by the cops. There's dash cam footage of her being pulled over. And, you know, she was visibly upset. Like, they were fighting before they got pulled over. Mm-hmm. And so the cops let them go. And her fiance comes all the way back to his parents' house in Florida without her. Without her.
From California.
From wherever they were on the West Coast. Utah.
So that's a long
wherever.
Way.
He drove all the way back home. And, you know, that was it. So, point being, I'm sure y'all heard this story. This story got national news coverage. Like, this story was... I thought this girl was, like, an influencer that had a few million followers.
Mm-hmm.
But she's not. It took me 5 minutes to find her YouTube page. You put her name in YouTube. She didn't even come out. She had one video, the first video from that trip. That's all that was on her YouTube page. So she wasn't even like some big influencer, but she was on every single news channel, cable news, local. She was everywhere. But God rest her soul, they found her body, you know, so yeah.
Oh, they did?
They found her body a couple days ago.
And he did it?
He's on the run. He's missing.
Yeah, he did it.
He's been missing for a week. So he disappeared from his parents' home. He's like on the run. They don't know where he is. He could be, I don't know. We'll see what happens in the next few days. But I say all of that to say, there is a young black man by the name of Jelani Day. He has been missing since August 25th. And I heard nothing about him until 2 days ago. So his mother has been searching for him. She's been, you know, she contacted the authorities. The FBI never got involved. This was not on the news at all. I didn't see it anywhere. And, you know, it just shows that they don't treat us like they treat them.
Mm-hmm.
You know, this is
because I didn't hear about this until somebody that's a friend of mine posted it in their Instagram story and tagged all the news outlets.
And, you know, he's 25 years old. Good looking young man. And he's just like, no one knows where he is for 3 weeks. And there was no coverage about it. And I'm sure thousands of people go missing all the time. Mm-hmm. All the time. But why does this white woman get plastered everywhere?
Like, she's a white woman.
What is the appeal? I don't know. But Jelani Day is still missing. Y'all can go on the hashtag find Jelani Day, GELANIDAY. And, you know, his mom is destroyed. Now she's getting news coverage because of the comparison. You know,
it's been so long.
You know, she's been on the news. It's just heartbreaking. Like, to lose a child is the worst thing that could happen to a parent. And when you feel like no one's on your side, like nobody cares, and then you see this other girl come down the pipe, disappears after your son, but she's everywhere. I can't even imagine how this woman feels. So,
and then after people started making the comparisons, what was the excuse?
There's no excuse. And you know what? You can't. It's the news outlets. But the news outlets report, right? We're not in the rooms. We're not the executives at these shows. So they're going to report what they want to report, which is not us, which is sad.
Unless you're doing a crime or something.
Or unless you're a celebrity. You're rich.
Or you on there showing your whole entire behind.
I don't know. It's just sad. I hope his mom gets some closure. I hope they find him, hopefully alive. Sad. He's from Illinois.
I don't like that.
I don't know.
What do we have up next on our... Oh!
I know. This is such sad news.
How come I didn't know his name was Willie Garson, though?
Yes. So Willie Garson, he passed away. The news came down yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
He passed away from cancer is what I just saw a few hours ago. So if you don't know, I'm a huge Sex and the City fan. Willie Garson was Carrie's bestie, Stanford Blanche, on the show. He was on the show from the very beginning. And he's in the movies. He was filming... You know, for the new show and just like that. But we hadn't seen him in a couple of weeks, more than a couple of weeks, probably like a month or so.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he was filming when they started in July and August, but we haven't seen him since then. But apparently he was sick for a long time. I know, it's so sad.
He was a good character. I liked anytime he was on the show. Willie Garson, that sounds like an older black man's name.
And, you know, he has been in the business forever, like since the 80s. They said he had like more than like 200 TV credits. He was on this show called White Collar. You know, I ain't watched that. It was on channel CBS. I never watched it.
I think I've heard of it, but I don't think I watched it.
He was on that show for like 6 years, something like crazy. So, yeah, he's like an established actor. And, yeah, he was young. Who was he, like 54, 56?
He was in it, yeah.
57. He was 57.
That's sad.
And you know, everyone has posted like something about him except SJP, mm-hmm. which is maybe she's waiting. I don't know.
She might be a little distraught.
Because, you know, like, usually we think it's sick and twisted if people run to social media the time something bad happens. But then if you don't run to social media the time something bad happens, we'd
you
be like...
You can't wait, right? You're damned if you do, damned if you don't. So I'm sure she's going to post something beautiful in her own time. But it's just...
F cancer.
You know that's going to be a sad... Yes, F cancer, for real. And they film, they're still filming the show right now, so I can't even imagine how, like,
that's hard.
Grim is going to be on that set going forward.
Why is my fan going off?
I hear it too. Damn you, Mac. We spent all these monies on a laptop, and
and these things just hit the year mark. We ain't had these things for multiple years. They're just trifling.
And you know I didn't buy Apple Care on mine, and it's a little sticky because I just spilled coffee on it. It's sticky everywhere.
I don't think, what is going on with this weave? I don't think I got it on mine either. I think I have it on my watch because I've cracked my watch before, child.
No, I did too.
But my phone and this MacBook, As much money as we pay for it, it better last.
Shoot. But again, rest in peace, Willie Garson. He leaves behind a son that he adopted. And it's just, cancer is just taking too many good people.
Over it. Now, this next one is some new. Well, now I ain't gonna say it's Negroidian because I think all y'all out here doing it.
No, it's not Negroidian. It's everybody. So listen, Carly Red's ex husband or boyfriend? She might have been married to this fool.
I can't even laugh without coughing.
Fool. Okay, if y'all remember, his name is Maurice Fain. Remember when COVID, when all those stimulus package stuff came through and the government was loaning businesses money to pay payroll, right? You were supposed to use that money to pay your people, right? So this fool got $3.7 million and the government wasn't checking anything. But if they come back to you, you have to prove that you use that money for the right thing.
3.7 is a lot. The rest of y'all that I know is lying. Y'all only got like a couple hundred thousand.
Y'all got like, I know somebody got less. I'm going to get into that. But this fool boy spent 85 G's on jewelry. He bought $136,000 Rolls Royce.
You can't wear the jewelry or drive. We in COVID, baby.
And then he used $907,000 to start a business in Arkansas. So get this. Yes, he was wrong for doing this, right? He committed fraud. But he got 17 and a half years in prison for this.
You know you can't play with the government.
17 and a half years?
He lied and said he had 107 people in his trucking business with a monthly payroll of $1.49 million. Well, Kim, we need to go drive a truck.
This Negro tried to game the system and his ass got caught. Okay, he deserves to be penalized, but 17 years?
Well, see, it's a few things, and this is his deal, because it says he pleaded guilty to 6 counts, including bank and wire fraud. You know, that's a federal offense.
But he didn't kill somebody. You got people out here killing people, and they getting, look at George Zimmerman.
He faced 30 years and ultimately ended up with 17 and a half.
Yes, he faced.
Oh, you forgot something. He used $40,000 to pay past due child support.
Well, at least he took care of the kids.
trick lot of kids.
Damn. He couldn't give the mamas a little more than that, though.
And he still has to pay $4,465,865.55 when he's released.
In restitution.
Listen. Y'all need to stop playing with Uncle Sam. If it's one thing Uncle Sam don't play about, you better run him his money.
Okay, but do you think if a white man committed this crime, he would have got 17 and a half years in prison?
How long did Martha stay in there?
Like,
she was just doing like insider trading.
Martha Stewart ain't getting she got like 1 or 2 years.
Well, let me see.
Fang was ordered to forfeit nearly $100,000 from several of his bank accounts and also eight of his 2015 Kenworth II. What are these?
Oh my God, Dayetta. Martha Stewart did 5 months in prison and 5 months of home confinement. And she had to pay $30,000, 2 years probation. She could have received up to 16 years in prison. Okay, so her maximum sentence was 16 years. She got 5 months, five in prison, five at home. So she got 10 months, basically. His maximum was 30 years, and he got 17 years in prison.
He says the prosecution agreed to drop 14 other charges, and they agreed to recommend that Fang gets a 150-month prison sentence, which comes out to 12 and a half years, but the judge in the case added 5 more years.
I'm going to do 12 years for stealing some money? Like, come on.
Does he have priors or something? I got questions.
They threw the book at his ass.
He got on a Coogi sweater in this photo. Remember Bill Cosby used to wear them Coogi sweaters?
And Biggie.
Yeah, I forgot about that.
Damn, so he's 37. 12 years, he'll be 49. And he still got to give him $3 million. So they going to be in his pocket for a long time. Hopefully he gets to go to Club Fed and they don't put him in, like, in the prison. Hopefully he gets to go to the white collar prison.
Well, it says he pleaded guilty in May to conspiracy and wire fraud related to the Ponzi scheme. What Ponzi scheme? He might have more going. He was applying for a loan meant for business struggling during the pandemic to cover expenses from a long-running Ponzi scheme. So he had some layers to this onion. Well, now, what was the Ponzi scheme? I'm going to see NBC News now.
So he's just a scumbag altogether. But damn, the man shouldn't get 17 years in prison.
He ran a multi-state Ponzi scheme from March 2013 to May 2020 and defrauded more than 20 people who invested in his trucking business.
Crazy.
He lived an extravagant lifestyle and he spent $5 million at an Oklahoma casino on one occasion.
How much?
$5 million. I'd be scared to put my little $20 in a slot machine.
You know, I don't even risk that much. I might give you $2-3. That's it.
He also paid money owed from a previous fraud case and spent $85, like you said, in custom jewelry. So yeah, I think his got a few layers to it because he was being investigated by the FBI. Baby, y'all better get right with the Lord and stop playing these little games.
I don't know. I know somebody told me, you got an LLC. You know you could get this PPP loan. I said, no, I'm not. No, I'm not.
Because you know everybody's name is on a website.
No,
they
I'm
got
not.
One.
So I like, hope y'all out had here. Y'all P's and Q's in order. All of y'all folks out there that got them loans, because they ain't playing.
Uncle Sam don't play. Ooh, child, we back talking about your best friend.
Girl, I don't want to talk about her trifling behind because I don't even care. The COVID is striking hard.
That dang Nikki is in Twitter jail and says she will never use the platform again unless you've been under a rock. Or this just probably wasn't important to you because it really would not be important to us if we didn't need like interesting things to talk about on the podcast.
Listen. Bye, Nikki. We ain't gonna miss you on Twitter. I don't be on Twitter like that anyway. So, but look, she says she's in Twitter jail. Twitter said they didn't mess with her account. So what happened? You got hacked, or you just trying to stay in the news? What happened?
In case y'all don't know, Nikki, what was it, last week said that she wasn't going to get the vaccine to attend the Met Gala because her cousin's uncle's friend's little daughter dog got it and their testicles swole and they're impotent.
Y'all just rare with that. Y'all rare right to the bank with that BS.
Y'all was outside the CDC here in Atlanta protesting.
So look at this. The White House invited her to on a call. They ain't invite her to the White House. she can get on a call to talk to doctors so they can answer her questions or concerns that she has about the vaccine.
Did she take them up on that opportunity?
I don't know. She said she's, she said, oh, wait, is she going? Yes, I'm going. No, hold on. The Biden administration says we offered a call with Nicki Minaj. Nicki Minaj said, yes, I'm going. Where you going, sis? They didn't invite you to the White House.
To get the vaccine?
They offered you a Zoom call.
She going to get the vaccine.
You ain't Kim Kardashian. This ain't Trump. You ain't going to the White House. So, yeah. You know, I have this question, though. Did you vaccinate your baby, Nicki? You know when you go for those first pediatric appointments, they give the kids vaccinations. Like, is your baby
and
vaccinated?
Keep it up.
Like, I just need these celebrities to keep their effing mouth shut. If you don't want to get the vaccine, then don't get the vaccine. All you have to do is say, I didn't get the vaccine, period. Don't give any explanations for people to run with. Just keep that to yourself. Keep it to your inner circle. You don't need to go on Twitter and tell ridiculous stories that your baby mama's best friend's cousin is impotent because he got the vaccine. Like, come on.
And the fiance called off the wedding because he's impotent. What? She ain't love you no way, man. She did not love you no way.
That
she for the streets.
Was so ridiculous. It was.
I'm
just
looking at this said entertainer.
I know.
What you put on here?
So Seti. Seti said, yes, I'm vaccinated. And I didn't have the same reaction as Nicki Minaj's cousin's friend. It was her cousin's friend?
We need a name. I need a name.
Bonquisha's cousin, friend, husband, fiance.
Sister cousin,
though. I don't know. But I thought that was funny. So Seth is still getting it in.
You mean jokes? Oh, no. I don't even know what we're talking about. Next! Well, this could have been Black Girl Magic, too.
Mm-hmm.
Kim, I'll let you introduce it as I...
So, our girl Simone Biles was named as one of Time's 100 most influential people as she takes a stand against a system that perpetrated abuse. So, if you didn't know, Larry Nassar was a doctor for USA Gymnastics for many, many, many years. And he molested so many gymnasts during his time. And it was reported, like it was known about, but it was kept quiet. And USA Gymnastics was in on it. And it's like a whole big deal. So now they're going to Congress. You know, they're testifying to the public as to what was going on. And even recently, I know there was a settlement from USA Gymnastics. They paid out a lot of money.
The FBI didn't investigate when they knew about it. It was a mess.
Everyone covered it up. They covered it up because they wanted those girls to keep performing. And I even read that there was like, when it was time for the girls to go see him, they would make like jokes like, she's going to get fingered by Nassar. So it was like an inside, it wasn't even an inside joke because everybody knew, which is crazy. So you were letting these young girls, and you know gymnastics, they start gymnastics young.
Young. So was Simone one of the people that he assaulted?
Yes, she was one of them. I think Gabby was one of them too.
Oh my lord.
A lot of the big name gymnasts were molested.
Where's he at now? Is he under a rock?
He's in jail.
With R. Kelly.
He's under the jail. You know, it was something with him because he was having all this money on his books and he wasn't paying restitution to the people because you know he had to pay restitution to all the women, the girls and women that he molested. But he had all this money on the books in his jail, so they were trying to get the money from the books to, you know, start paying the women back. It's a hot mess, but yeah, he's in jail. He gonna die in jail.
It says dozens of athletes abused by him before he was arrested. He is now serving decades in prison.
Yeah. He'll never see the light of day.
Well, I'm happy that she was able to stand up and speak out against this and walk in her truth. But I just hate that she had to, this had to be something she had to get up and talk about in the first place. Like, it should have, I wish it did not happen for her.
It should have stopped, like, even the Carollias. Remember, what was their name? The husband and wife team, Bella Caroli, and they used to coach the USA Gymnastics for many years. And these kids used to go to their camp for coaching. There's a whole documentary on Netflix. Like, he was at the camp molesting these girls. Like, yes. And they knew everybody. You know, they're disgraced now. Like, they're not in USA Gymnastics. They're disgraced because everyone knew about it, but no one said anything.
Are they in prison?
No.
I want them to be. Don't be disgraced. Be locked up.
You know?
Ugh, people. Oh, Lord. This next one, Kim. I'm about to go off on it.
So, look at here. Y'all know Jeannie Mai. Y'all probably don't know because...
Jeannie Mai Jenkins. I wish I would. The real.
Wait, so she's Jeannie Mai. What's her ethnicity? She's some... I don't know what she's
Asian from. Descent.
Asian descent. She married Jeezy, whose last name is Jenkins. So she's now Jeannie Mai Jenkins.
Baby, nope. I would not change my name.
I wouldn't took that last name either.
Jenkins. Ooh.
The black is blackity black name.
Blackity blackity. Jenkins and Jefferson.
So she's a host on the show The Real. And the only time I watched The Real was when Amanda Seales was on it for a few months. I watched it then, and I didn't really like it then. I just watched it because Amanda was on it. And when Amanda left, I stopped watching it. So
I used to watch it even back when Tamar was on it.
Tamar was too much for me. She has some good music.
That's why I like her, because she just is the absolute most. I don't like her on the Braxtons, the reality show. She's too much there. She really plays her role as the youngest sibling all too well. But yeah, on The Real, I used to be so tickled.
And then she got fired, so there was really like no reason to watch The Real.
That was a whole big mess.
Anywho, Jeannie Mai. Okay, she's preggers. Congratulations. You're expecting. A new Jenkins is coming into the world.
Jenkins.
But get this. Jeannie Mai, she was married previously. I don't know her husband's name. She puts all her business out there.
I forget, because he used to be on the show sometimes.
So she was married, and her husband wanted children. And she didn't want children forever. So they got a divorce because she didn't want to have babies from him. And he
I thought they got a divorce because he was cheating.
Is that... No! I thought they got a divorce because she didn't want to have babies. Because look... He got with another woman like soon after and got her pregnant, and he got his baby.
Yeah, the timing, something ain't right. Yeah, I think it was some yeah.
So, but she used to go on like rants. I didn't have the show, but it would always come up on social media. She used to go on rants, how she never wanted to have kids. She was so against it. I'm not going to be a good mother, blah, blah, blah. And now all of a sudden she's on The Real. I was going to say The View. She's on The Real gushing about being pregnant. Like, and then she says, because I found the right one. So what was all that shit you was talking before when you was with your husband? He wasn't the right one?
Apparently not. She is a savage.
He was the right one at that time. Now Jeezy is the right one now.
But you know what? Kudos to her for not having children with a man that she ultimately was not going to end up with for the rest of her life. Because... And it's I doubt that Jeezy just really, really had to have kids, because I'm pretty sure he got a few...
You know he got more than a few.
I was being nice. But yeah, so sometimes it's just timing. I was trying to be nice because I didn't want to start coughing again.
J. Wayne Jenkins. He's 43.
That's his name, J. Wayne. Oh, like K. God. Wayne with it.
You don't want to hear the kids' names.
What is it? Portia Lena? What their names is?
Jadarius Jenkins.
Mm-hmm.
Amra Noor Jenkins.
Mm-hmm.
Shaheem Jenkins. I like Amra. That's a cute name.
I like an armoire in my house.
Nope. Nope.
Jadarius is Jadarius. So the J comes from him. What does the Darius come from? Like, what is wrong with y'all? I don't understand why y'all do this to these kids.
And you know, I be trying to be like sensitive and non-judgmental as somebody who was named Donietta, but that don't make no sense.
No, what is a Jadarius? Oh, he's old too. He's 25.
So Jeezy had him a like, teenager.
No, Jeezy's 43. So what's that? 18?
Oh, 22-ish.
Listen, Jeannie Ma, she ain't gonna go for that. I hope.
The baby gonna be named, what's his name? Jawaine Ma Jenkins.
Dang, she not gonna junior that baby. There ain't no way.
Jawaine Ma Jenkins.
We gonna Jemai. Come back to this. I know what Mai is. You know what? Jemai. It's gonna be Jemai or Mai J. Mai J Jenkins. Boom.
Somebody said she is a testament to if they want to, they will. Yeah, but catch that, men and women.
Maybe her ex-husband took the vaccine years ago and he was impotent and that's why they couldn't have kids.
He got somebody pregnant as soon as they got a divorce.
Oh, true.
So I don't think they were officially. I think they were getting a divorce and this fool was like, bam.
Oh, God. Well, congratulations, Jeannie.
She do seem a lot happier, though. Because I used to watch the show. Like, when she talked about her ex-husband, she didn't seem, like,
so in love. Her voice is annoying. Like, I can't.
Mm-mm. Jeannie Mai Jenkins. Oh, no. Couldn't be me, though. Ain't no way. Now, ooh, this one right here.
Have y'all seen these pictures of these U.S. Border Patrol agents on horses, whips in hand, chasing after Haitian immigrants at the Texas border?
Looking like a bunch of slave owners.
It looks like a slave movie is being filmed, but it's real life. Like, I can't even... Like, this country is bringing 80,000 Afghans here. 80,000. But you can't let 80-something Haitians into the country? And their country was destroyed by an earthquake? Like, make it make sense.
The president, is that what they call in Haitian? Is it president or a prime minister? President was assassinated.
He was assassinated. Yes.
It's chaos over there.
It is chaos.
And like you said, they suffered from so many natural disasters. The Dominicans acting like they're not all on the same island just because one side got more of a Spanish influence, but we don't want to talk about that.
And you know what? I ain't never going to Dominican Republic again. I ain't going to it. But I saw a video of Kamala. You know, she was saying it's deplorable and we have to have the investigation. And they're kind of trying to blame it on Trump. Like, this is Trump's policies that he put into place.
To use whips?
So sign an effing executive order and get it to stop. I'm so sick and tired of these Democrats. I am sick. And they have, like, no backbone, no balls. No.
So if this is Trump's policy, why is this the first time we're seeing something like this? Y'all can't use. Now, he was cray cray, but y'all can't use him for a scapegoat for everything.
The man been gone for a minute. Like, don't blame.
We rolling up on the election was in November. Y'all, it's going to be October next week. Cut it out.
It might be his policies, but y'all letting it go down on your watch now. So do something.
And if that is his policy, what kind of crappy person executes something like that? I don't care what the policy is.
Well, you know, he was trying to build his stupid wall forever. That never got done.
Oh, yeah.
And, yeah. Look.
Horses and whips.
It's so ridiculous. It really pisses me off when you see them gonna let all these Afghanistan people in this country, but like you can't let 80 people, refugees from Haiti in. Come on.
It says one agent reportedly yelled, "This is why your country shit, because you use your women for this," at a group of Haitian women who were crossing the Rio Grande with bags of food.
Ridiculous. And this is my thing. Is that what you were trained to do, or is that what you're doing? Like, was the policy, did the government or whoever give you the whips?
Yeah, like, where the hell do you get a whip from nowadays?
That's what I'm saying. Like, you're not at a rodeo. That's a lasso.
Yeah. The only time I've seen those, and then the ones on 50 Shades of Grey, these right here are some old slave master whips. Y'all kill me with y'all. You're not even afraid to be a racist anymore. Mm-mm. Like, at least back in the day, y'all would put on hoods and capes and hide your face riding around on your horses in the middle of the night. Now you put on
not anymore.
Your work uniform.
They don't care. Like, racism is built into the backbone of this country. Y'all slave masters, their kids, y'all, it's just perpetuated from generation to generation. Like, I don't know. Ugh. We just need to move. Let's go to Sweden. Let's go.
Are they nice over there to black people?
They're nice. The food is good. The men look good. They're blonde. We can find you that white man we've been looking for. They're tall. Like,
I feel like we should go to Australia or something. You don't never hear about anything coming out of there, for real.
And they got, like, no COVID cases.
And we can look at kangaroos all the time.
You know.
Little babies in the kangaroo. Yeah, I don't know about Europe, because the way they was treating Meg and Harry.
No, that's London.
And that's where Europe is where all the racist people who live in the U.S. came from. So. It's in y'all's DNA. Disgusting and deplorable, and I hope somebody whips you. Now, this next one, Kim, I wanted to do it, but y'all buy y'all money to go see this if y'all want to. You're gonna get exactly what you paid for.
Listen, I'm gonna watch it on
Versus
somewhere, because Lauryn Hill ain't gonna be showing up
30 years late.
Okay, so the Fugees have announced that they're going on tour. It's their, 25th anniversary? 25th mm-hmm. anniversary of The Score, which was epic. Wait,
strumming my pain with his fingers.
One time.
Singing my life. I gotta cough again. Oh, dang it. I'm gonna be back next week, y'all. We claiming it.
Wait, so that came out 20... We were 15. We were in high school.
I remember being in the band room after school waiting for the football game to start. You know how the radio used to play like the top five countdown of the week? Uh-huh. And that was number one. And I remember my mama saying, "I ain't like it." The first time I heard it was Roberta Flack singing, and I still don't like that song now.
Oh,
I love
God.
Killing Me Softly. But Kim, they coming to Atlanta. Should we go?
If the tickets is $20, I'll buy some $20 tickets.
Let me see.
Okay, so Fries and Wyclef are not going to let her show up late, right?
Are they finally getting along? Because they cousins, and I know for a minute they was not getting along.
I don't know. Tickets go on sale Friday. This Friday the 24th.
And if I get two, you going to go? Because you know what happened to the other concert we was trying to go to. We ain't going.
That is true.
We need a PPP loan.
Well, look, it's November 18th in Atlanta. They're going to be in New York Wednesday, September. Oh, you know what? September 22nd, there's a festival in New York.
Mm-hmm.
I forget what it's called. I think that's what they're playing at. But that is free, I believe. It's a global citizen. Oh, no. They're partnering. Yeah, they usually have the Global Citizen Festival in New York. So where
is this going to be an awkward reunion? Like, didn't Wyclef and Lauren have like a relationship and then it went sour? Like, when he cheated on his wife with her? Is he still married to said wife? Because you're not going to go back on tour with the mistress that you cheated on me with the first time.
I don't know.
I would love to see...
I would love to see them live.
If they can get along, child. Remember, like, some of the digs on her album, The Miseducation of Lauryn Hill, was about him? Like, ooh, child, I'm nervous. Y'all might not make it to November.
How many Fuji albums were there? One?
I only remember that one.
So what they gonna do? I mean, Wyclef has some stuff he produced. Praz didn't have no music. Lauryn had an album. So they just
the only song Praz had was Ghetto Superstar. That is what you are. What movie was that on? Halle Berry was in the movie. What movie was that? Hoodwinked? Bamboozled? Don't get me to lie.
You going too far back, child. But yeah, we'll see what goes down with it. The first thing is this week, the 22nd. What is that, tomorrow? That's today?
Today. Oh, damn, we missed it. We missed it.
Oh, the today's event says it's at an undisclosed location. So we'll see what happens.
It's undisclosed. It's 9 o'clock.
It's tomorrow. I'm sure if we hashtag Fugees, we might find some live videos.
Ooh. Oh, that's her Nas. Never mind.
Is it the Fugees or Fugees?
The. I'm getting on Ticketmaster right now.
No, they go on sale Friday.
But you know, to show you the preview of how much they cost. See tickets. Oh, it says a pre-sale is happening now. What we need? What we need to get into this pre-sale, baby?
Okay, I don't see any live videos. Oh, wait. Ooh la la la.
How do you enter? What is the pre-sale passcode? Spotify pre-sale. Kim, you still got Spotify?
Yes. Until November.
What's the passcode? What's the passcode?
I'm on my phone. I can't. Look, y'all. Keep a dollar
these 1981ers.
You'll never be broke.
So it looks like tickets is...
Oh, wait. Spotify's on my phone. We'll have to wait till later for that.
I feel like we need to go ahead and wrap this up because I feel a big coughing fit about to come on. I feel a whoop coming on.
Okay, I just want to tell y'all one other thing. Remember the show The Wonder Years?
Not really. I know the name, but I can't think of the show.
Fred Savage was on it. It came on Fox back in the day. Anywho, it was a white family. It's coming back as a black family.
I'm going to watch some TV just to support it. Remind me.
I am too because, well, it came on tonight at 8:30, so we're going to have to stream it tomorrow.
Dang. We just can't get right.
So we're going to stream it, and we're going to come back next week. Oh, it's on Hulu too. You have Hulu?
I think I do.
So you can watch
it on Hulu. Yeah, I do because it comes with my Verizon phone plan. Yes.
So you can watch it on Hulu. It comes on tonight, and... It took place in the 70s back then. It looks like the same as takes place in the 70s here. But it's a black family. So I'm going to watch that.
I can dig it.
The Wonder Years.
Do we want to go over these Emmy looks?
We can hit some of them. So y'all know the Emmys were this past weekend. And we only talk about the black people. That's what we care about. So we... We got one white girl on the list because she looked nuts. But our people came and they showed out.
So, look at Sterling K. Brown. And look at, what's my baby daddy name from Bridgerton?
I put him on there just for you.
I don't even like light-skinned dudes. Look at him. If he don't talk, he all right with me.
But you know, the black people did not win barely anything at that show. I actually watched most of it until I started nodding off. I cut it off like an hour before it ended. But they nominated a lot of black folks, but black folks did not take home the award. Because
y'all won too many last year when they were acknowledging social injustices. And they was like,
You know,
they y'all said, not going to keep this
they
up.
They said, we going to nominate y'all this time, but y'all not taking these trophies home.
Taraji looks good on the red carpet. And I just said last week that I've never seen her look good on the red carpet. She looks good.
I don't know about that bun. Like, what is that bun doing? What is that?
I'm just happy her hair is not out, because usually like she stuck her finger in a light socket.
Her nose look like Michael Jackson nose.
It is contoured to the gods. Allyson Felix. Yes. Arms. I'm just only going to talk about the people I like. Sterling K. Brown, and then my boo from Bridgerton that I don't know his name. Who is this? Renee Elise Goldsberry. I don't know who she is. Her outfit is interesting. Not going to talk about that. Not going to talk about this first one, because that looked like a beach cover up from Fashion Nova.
Which one?
The very first one you got on there.
I like the way Issa Rae looks, but you're right. It does look like a beach
girl. I would love it if she had to be. Exactly. I would love the way she looked if she was at a resort.
But Issa's hair. Who does her hair? It like always looks
her.
Bad.
Oh, you think it looks good right there? Are we looking at the same, the butt part? With the
wait, it's slick back, but today, wait, me and Diana always talk about how we can get our baby hairs to stay down, y'all.
I was gonna
attempt to do it today, but I said, nope, y'all gonna get these edges how they come.
And I got me some gorilla snot now, but I just, I'm already running late. Number one, I don't have time.
I couldn't be bothered. I said, it's just gonna look how it is. Like, I'm just happy my edges are still intact, and y'all are gonna get these, y'all gonna take it how you get it. But
like, I'm not built for this. Well, usually, and today is two different things.
But what is Angela Bassett wearing?
A strudel, toaster strudel.
It's a black dress with a pink question mark of ruffles going all the way. That is the ugliest thing I ever seen.
Is it a uterus?
That wig is not hitting. Like,
hit different.
Oh my god, Uzu Aduba. I don't know what she's wearing either. Where do y'all get this stuff?
Sterling, like, he might be high with them damn shades on.
He like, y'all ain't gonna see these eyes today. Y'all gonna get what I give you.
What is my boo's name? Why'd you cut his name off? I need to know. Let me type in. Duke of Hastings. What's his name?
Ain't his name
something Reed? John. Yeah, Reggae John. Duke of Hastings. I used to follow him on Instagram, and I had to stop because he was so not. Reggae John Page.
I don't even know why he's there, because he quit the show.
He working on other stuff. That's why he said he couldn't come back. He said he has other like engagements, and that was only supposed to be like a 1 year thing. So y'all don't need to read. He said, I'm sorry, I signed up for other stuff, child.
That was the best thing he ever did. He should have came back.
Look at him.
He was fine in that show, boy.
Baby! Woo!
Is he French? He's probably Haitian.
Jean Page. One of his parents is of more Caucasian background, and then the other one I forget.
I'm mad to say right. Caucasian. Who says that?
Caucasian persuasion. This other stuff. Yeah. So is that it? Are we done?
He was in the 2016 miniseries Roots. There was a Roots in 2016?
I know he was in, what was it, Sophie's Love?
He was in that?
Mm-hmm. He was one of the band members.
I don't even remember. See, that was before Bridgerton came out. Right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. He was one of the band members.
Yeah, that was good. All right, then.
Well, that went by quickly. It went back more quickly than we thought it would.
It did. So, we want to thank y'all for tuning in to this live episode of Late Twins Experience as Donyetta coughs it out. You want me to say your part?
Hold on, let me see. We talked about this earlier. That air hit your throat.
You can't talk. When you talk, you cough. I've been there.
Don't forget to follow us all. I'm trying to talk and not get air in my mouth. Hold on. Don't forget to follow us on all of the socials. We are LaTwins Experience on Facebook, Instagram, and YouTube. And we are LaTwins EXP on Twitter.
Do y'all watch this video? I'm going to need y'all to watch this video because I can't. All right, y'all. So we will catch y'all on the next one.
Bye.
Later.
Thanks for tuning in. Be sure to subscribe wherever you listen to your podcast so you'll never miss an episode.
If you're listening on Apple Podcasts, please be sure to rate and or review the show. It would really help us out. Catch you next time.